Hi there, welcome to Module 7, Living Your Life with Spirit. We're going to be talking about how to balance your life as a medium, a psychic, a healer, but also living your life with spirit. You know, my daughter Melissa always says, being a medium is not something like being a fireman. I'm going to compare it to that. When you get to the fire station, you put on your gear. And you're during work hours, you're a fireman. And if you get any calls that come in, you go and you fight the fire. When you're home at night, if a call comes in to fight a fire, you're not the one that's on that call if you're not working. And I suppose you have the knowledge of being a fireman. So, you know, if you were out on your spare time in the evening and you happen to drive by a house that was on fire, you may be inclined to stop and to help. But that doesn't always mean that you do or that you can or that you have the means. Being a medium is a little bit different because I'm never not talking to those who have crossed over. In some way, I am always connecting to spirit, always. Even when I'm in my bathtub alone, I'm meditating, I'm connecting, I'm looking for peace, I'm looking for connection, I'm looking for messages, I'm looking for healing. There's a lot more to mediums, though, than just candles and crystals. The term medium has been around for centuries. And what it means is the medium is the gap, the bridge between the gap between the living and those who have crossed. But it isn't something that can be turned on and turned off. It's something that we live with every single day. And now as you've gone through this program, I haven't given you anything that wasn't already there. It was already there. You were already having conversations with spirit. You just didn't know that you were. I've just awoken you to that knowledge. Most mediums are empathic, and so we can share experiences with the living and with those that have crossed. Your interaction with spirits are as clear as you want them to be. And the more that you go through this process, the more you're going to learn the distinction between when you feel on and maybe when you feel off. How you deliver messages, how you connect with spirit will just continue to flow through you. But what will be important is balance. Because even though you're on as a medium all the time, you have to have balance, you have to have peace, you have to have just this deep breath to stay mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy. The first thing that I think is really important as a medium is building your self-esteem. I think it's really important to build your self-esteem because I think that when we have good self-esteem, we have the ability to say no. When we have low self-esteem, we do not have that ability. We have only the means to be able to say yes, because we feel bad saying no to other people when they ask us for help or when they need something. When you have confidence, you can see, I'm doing the best that I can, but I have healthy boundaries. And self-esteem, healthy self-esteem and confidence allows us to have boundaries. So we can let our strengths shine when we need to, and we can allow ourselves to rest and say no if we're asked to give a reading, or say no if we're asked to donate our time, or if we're asked something when we're not working. It allows us to say, you know what, I have the confidence to know that I don't always need to be on for other people. Even though I am on, if that makes sense, just because I'm hearing spirit doesn't mean that I'm always talking to everybody about what that looks like. The other thing is receiving as well as giving. It was just really important for us to receive as well as of giving. Many of us have this view that, you know, we're just to give and to give and to give, but it's okay to accept money or gifts for what you do. Listen, you can't be expected to be a full-time medium and devote your life to spirit and not have any of that come back in return to take care of yourself. If I didn't charge for my readings, I wouldn't be able to be a medium because I would need to have a job outside of doing what I do full-time. If I didn't charge my students, I wouldn't be able to make the lessons and record these things. And you also have to have balance between what is your time and what is the family's time. You know, in the beginning, I didn't have those boundaries. I was so bad at receiving. I only wanted to give because it felt so good. But then I also realized that I was robbing other people of their experience of this exchange of energy that has to happen between us. It's really important with balance to create positive family relationships and friendships, and friends who count, not just acquaintances, because we can have a lot of acquaintances in our lives. But it's really important to have friends who count. Friends help you understand that you're not alone. They help share your ups and downs because you can turn to them, you can talk to them about your readings, and they can share your life's challenges. They can celebrate your joy. And one of the things is you can't pick your family. That's who you're born into, but you get to pick your friends. So be really smart about that. Make good friends, friendships that matter and that count in your life and that are there to support you doing and being who you already are. Don't have friends that shame you or that use you or take advantage of you. Have friends that can nurture you and love you and be there for you. What else creates balance is figuring out your priorities. You know, we need to challenge ourselves to know what's important and what's not important. Is it important that I suffer through panic and anxiety and go and watch my nephew at his football game when I know the entire time I'm going to be inundated with spirit? Or is it more important and meaningful to me to invite my nephew to come over on an afternoon where it's just him and I, and maybe we hang out and talk about football and watch some games? You have to ask yourself, what are the priorities? What are the needs? And what are the wants? There are times in my life where I said, you know what? I have to do this. I have to go to this restaurant. I have to do this. This is so important that I'm willing to put my anxiety at risk or at the forefront and say, I'm just going to do this because I need to be there for my husband. I need to be there for my children. But there are other times I was like, no, I don't really need to do this. I don't really need to be here. My grandson is going to have a birthday soon. My daughter is inviting several students from the class. They're going to the bowling alley. I am not going. Partially because I'm a medium and it would be a lot of energy, but secondly, because I'm a grandma and I'm old and I have done my time. I've paid my dues. I do not need to go hang out with screaming 6-year-olds, but I'll have a dinner with him. And a special family dinner with just myself and our family, and that's okay. The other thing with balance and living your life as this medium is to get involved, being involved in things that help give you purpose and satisfaction. So, learning the things that you can volunteer with and that you can give back with, and when that feels right for you and when it doesn't. I was never someone who was going to be able to go volunteer my time feeding homeless people, the energy would have been too much for me. But I was someone who was going to enjoy building duffel bags for homeless people filled with jackets and warm food and clothing over Christmas and indiscreetly drop them off downtown throughout the city to those who needed them on Christmas Eve. So remember, when and where you can get involved is not something that should be judged from others, but more about what's right for you. It's also important as a medium to learn how to manage stress effectively. Stress is a normal part of life, and we all deal with it. But it's another level when you're a medium and you start working on missing persons cases and you start hearing all of the problems and the trauma that is going on outside the world, outside of your bubble. How you deal with it is going to depend on you. So you can become overwhelmed by things that are other people's, or you can keep balance with the readings and not take it all on. I see a lot of mediums don't last very long in this business because they're taking on everybody else's stuff. It wasn't your life lesson. Whatever happened to your client isn't yours. You don't need to own that. You need to transfer the information, send them love, and move on. Being able to cope with the things that you've seen and that you witnessed has a lot to do with really knowing when you need a support person. And maybe it's not a friend, maybe it's a counselor, maybe it's a therapist, maybe it's a journal, maybe it's a shaman. It has to be what, when, and where you need the support person and how that filters into your life. And being able to deal with your emotions. You know, we're all challenged to find safe and constructive ways to express how we feel. Lots of us can struggle with that. Either we feel like if we cry, the floodgates are open. If we get angry, we'll get so mad that we'll tear someone's face off. But you have to be able to express your emotions as a medium. You have to realize that, yes, you're a medium, but you're not God. You're a human being and you're here living a human experience. Find out what makes you happy and sad and joyful and angry and how you can deal with your moods as you move through carrying the weight of the world. Sometimes it will feel like on your shoulders. One of the things I learned is that walking is amazing for my soul, and physical exercise can help process things. And it's really important for you to keep a list of funny movies and just like mindless stuff that you can watch that helps you filter through and process. You have to learn to be at peace with yourself. You have to realize that the most important relationship is the one that you're going to have with you. So get to know who you are now as a medium, what makes you happy, what you're really passionate about, and learn to balance what you're able to change about yourself with what you cannot change. Get to know yourself, trust yourself, and listen to yourself. Meditation, prayer, exercise, communication, building amazing friendships, and leaning on those that you love when you need them. I hope that makes sense, and I look forward to connecting with you all very soon.